listen to that. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to my radio show, Friends to the Ends. Tonight, it's a special night. It could be the end of my show forever if it was my last kind of topic. But tonight we're going to have, my topic's called I'll Say Goodbye Even Though I'm Blue. If you're an Exponents fan, you might remember that track. And I'm going to be talking about funerals and actually planning and what kind of songs and music we want to share, that special gig that you can never avoid. And to join me tonight, I've got the most wonderful, influential and, dare I say, charismatic Simon William Todd, one of our DJs at Radio 13 and a very good friend of mine. Welcome, Simon. How are you this evening?
I'm all right, thank you. I've lost my title, it seems, but I picked up influence along the way.
Have you?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about funerals.
Funerals.
It's a bit of a dead-end topic in some ways.
Well, I'm not... I'm quite glad you asked me here, because in a way it means that if my mother listens to this, it means that I don't have to have any of the hymns that she will force upon the congregation if I was not here now to tell you what I want. So in that way it's good. In other ways it's very vainglorious, but we'll go with what you want to do.
Well, look, we're going to go over many topics and elements of what a funeral could be, but more importantly, I think you're right, it's ensuring that when you're not there, people are going to be playing the songs that you love, and there's going to be some rationale around them. We're going to spotlight some of those songs tonight. The first one, I think, and we're just going to kick in here now, is my one, because it's my show. It's Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. This should be a tearjerker, a little bit of comedy thrown in there as I get wheeled up the aisle or around the backyard, hopefully with a whole lot of friends there, to wish my farewell. So this is my opening track for my funeral.
So long, David.
Bye-bye.
So you think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you could tell?
And Pink Floyd, the fishbowl song, as I like to call it. Why this one at your funeral?
It's a really good question. The Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here, just, it is a song that I can never get sick of. In fact, dare I say, it's probably my number one song of all time, which is very, very hard to kind of call out. It has so many memories, and it's been a big part of a lot of my experiences in life. So having that. And for those that know me, and hopefully anyone that turns up to the funeral, they'll understand kind of what it means and what it means to me and what it's all about.
But they won't be saying, is David Boyle saying, I wish you were here, and am I the one he wishes you were here, or am I not the one he wishes you were here, and therefore am I just a kind of complete kind of cannon fodder just filling up the aisles?
Well, the thing is, part of the songs that you can put out there is creating a bit of fun, because let's face it, I don't know about you, but I've been to, unfortunately, a number of funerals, and some of them have been terribly sad, but some of them have been really quite uplifting and more around the celebration, and that's kind of what I'm looking for. So yeah, having music intertwined, if you like, in my funeral is going to be really, really important, because it's been a big, huge part of my life.
Hope, brother, hope.
Well, hopefully someone will turn up, and that's something we probably want to think about later as we talk about this during the course of the evening. Now, I'm wondering, you've got a track coming up by Anthony and the Johnsons. Tell us why you chose that one as a kickoff for your gig.
Because it was, when I first heard it, it was a song that I thought just blew me away, and it kind of goes back to that. I was brought up going to church. My mother took me to church, and so I have this kind of, and I think in Western culture we have this idea that there is an afterlife, you know, even though then, you know, later on in life you kind of go and you kind of completely ignore it, and you think, what a load of bollocks. It's always going to be there, and it's there in popular culture, it's there in Western culture, and it can't be ignored. And even though you might despise it and think it's a load of rubbish, there is something quite satisfying about thinking that maybe you won't be floating off. And I've always thought, you know, if I died tomorrow on the third day of my 43rd year, I'm going to be bloody pissed off that I missed out on all these things. But this song is also one of the most beautifully saddest songs I've ever heard, and I'd like to make everyone else feel the pain that I have had in dying at coming to my funeral.
Great. Lots of tears then.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me when I die. Will I go? Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free, nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost on the between life and nowhere. Lord, I don't want to be the one left in there, left in there. There's a man on the horizon, is that I? Watershed. Hope this song will take care of me when I die. Will I go? Oh, let someone set my heart free. Nights to hold when I'm tired.
bit where I am nudged into the crematorium.
So it's one of the questions we're going to talk about tonight is it burning or burial for you?
Clearly burning.
So my only question about that is, what, just in case you may not have died and you wake up and you're in the furnace, I mean, you can't say help when you're there, right? I mean, in the old days, if you remember, sometimes there was this, I forget the actual medical condition, but you gave symptoms that you died and people were buried, but they used to have a rope tied to a little bell outside the grave, and if you did wake up, you could give it a wee tingle and hopefully someone would dig you back up. But in the furnace, there's no chance of that, is there?
I think the key thing there you said is the old days. I think these days we have enough scientific medicine to say that fucker is dead.
So maybe the mirror and the breath on it, not a good way. Alrighty then. And I'm kind of like you. I think crematorium, kind of getting the ashes. Is there anything specific that you'd want to get burnt with you in the old coffin? By chance?
No. I'm just gonna go for me.
Just for you?
Yep.
Any particular clothing style or, open coffin or closed coffin? What are you thinking?
You might be able to bury me in some kind of... You bury me in my favourite clothes, if you like. But
I would have thought that hot washed leather jacket that you've got, that, you know, just got a little bit of style. I mean, you do enjoy that black leather look. So.
Yep, bury me in that and it would, kind of, you know, the flame would burn a bit. Bit more intensely, you know, if you want to fill my mouth with petroleum.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a sad affair, and I guess more importantly, part of the intrigue around a funeral is who do you think might turn up?
Well, hopefully you two will, if I go tomorrow.
Well, yeah, true. Well, if you go tomorrow, I mean, I might have to rearrange some appointments.
But. Trouble is that, you know, I've got half my family here and half my family in the UK, so what am I going to do?
Well, that's the other question, because, yeah, you do have family in both kind of hemispheres, if you like.
What I'd like is if you could steam me off into a boat and just burn me and pull me over the edge of a boat. Someone near Rangitoto, that would be fantastic without the authorities knowing, because apparently you can't be buried at sea.
Really?
Unless you're Osama bin Laden.
But if you've been burned, you're just ashes, so surely you can do that.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, throw me ashes over the Hauraki Gulf, but then take some back to Waterloo Bridge and throw them left and right, and then go up to Hampstead Heath and throw some of them in the water there.
So sharing your ashes to the places that are important to
Again,
you.
Again, what sort of selfish, vain prick am I that I think this is going to happen? You know.
Well, I mean, you need to write these instructions down as a beginning.
What are you going to do?
Well, I think we should talk about that a little bit later, because this is about music as well. Now, one of the songs that just... it does bring a wee tear to my eye, and I know you'd probably be yawning when I mention this band being the National. I'm not sure if you're a real fan or not. Yeah, so he's getting the yawn now, but... the National are a very special band to me. I've seen them 3 times live, and this particular track, Heaven Faced, is something that I'm hoping to bring just a little bit more, a bit more shadow within the, and bring a few tears, because I want to see a bit of sadness when I go as well. So why don't we hear the National, Heaven Faced?
Tougher than
heaven on heaven face. Let's go way down in the fields with the ones we love. Let's go way down in the fields with the ones we love. Out in the fields with the ones we love. Let's go wait out in the fields with the ones we
few tears to that one. I think with any good celebration, that's kind of what I'm thinking about, what I want my funeral to be, is lifting the spirits, bring them down, and much like High Fidelity, when you bring out a really good mixtape, that you have really important moments, but you don't want to blow your load straight away.
Quite right. No one ever wants to do that. But I also think that you have to acknowledge that the people that are coming to a funeral come because they are... It's a catharticism. What? If that's the right word. It's cathartic for them. So you have to kind of... If we are going to go down this road of planning our own funerals, then there is something that's really important about kind of embracing the kind of things that will make the people that are there feel important and not just feel like you're some sort of hip-hop star.
True. And some of the, dare I say, best funerals that I've been to have been those that actually provide a really incredible insight on someone that is, you may have seen as a father of a friend, that you saw them as an adult but you didn't really understand what they did, and then actually hearing about their life's contribution, it might be not just with their work but who they've contributed to at a community level. I mean, there's just so many great stories, and I honestly think a funeral, sadly, is a good way for those that don't quite know, because I'm sure you've been to funerals where you might not know the individual, but you're going because you've got a friendship with the son or the daughter or the family member, and learning and understanding kind of where they've come from actually is I think it's a really good good thing.
I do. I agree. And I think there's a certain... We need to readdress the vocabulary of funerals, that they are not necessarily things that are negative. And we need to say celebratory. We need to say glorious. We need to say beautiful. You know, often I went to a funeral... last year, and I said to someone afterwards, that was beautiful, and I could see in their eyes that they thought that was not the right word to be saying about the fact that we've celebrated someone's life. And I do, as someone who's passionate about language, I think we need to recreate the vocabulary around this sort of thing, especially as we live in much more of a agnostic and agnostic society that that celebrates death and as much as it celebrates life.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good kind of segue into your next track. Now, thinking about structure, there will be elements that we're going to be planning around why we've chosen these songs, but tell me why you've chosen this next band. I kind of know, but I want you to share.
Well, the Flaming Lips are a band that I've always liked, and I they kind of burst onto the mainstream with this song, but I didn't really think about the lyrics, as we often don't when you listen to things on the radio. You just think about the tune, and I think that it's really important that you don't... the lyrics go, do you realise that you have the most beautiful face? Instead of saying all of your goodbyes, let them know you really care. So it's basically about saying don't hold anything in and celebrate life. And also the fact that death happens. And it's just a wonderful upbeat song, and I'd like to have it played at my funeral with everyone with their hands in the air waving around with corn sticks.
Well, let's play it now. Someday
So I chose that one, David, because I think it's really important to tell people that you love them and care for them when you're alive, because by the time you're dead, it won't matter, because you won't be able to sell them anymore. And that's why I chose that one. And hopefully, if they play that at my funeral, then they will feel guilty because they didn't tell me I had the most beautiful face when I was alive.
Well, I guess that depends when you die. I mean, let's face it, if you're 85, you're not going to have a pretty face.
No, I want them to feel guilty whenever I die, to be honest. I'm going to fire a couple of questions at you now. Open or shut coffin?
Depending on how I've died, if it's an accident, probably closed, unless there's some major work required to improve that look. But yeah, I'm not a real fan of open coffins, to be honest. I think it's better to remember people as you saw them and knew them, rather than when they're actually not there anymore, to be honest.
And what are you going to ask people to wear when you've got your coffin on?
What? That I'm going to wear in my coffin, or...?
Yes. Will it be the outfit you wore on the latest Mike Gardner TV3 television program that you were on?
You mean Duncan Gardner?
Duncan Gardner, yeah.
You mean on the AM show?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll try and look reasonably sophisticated, but not be that corporate twat that you think I am.
Ooh, I've got...
Do you love that?
I've got a little plan now.
I thought I'll make him
wear that purple shirt.
Yeah, no, I'd want to go out in style and ensure that my hair still looks reasonably good, unless it's all fallen out by then, depending when I go.
Can we stroke your hair?
It'd be very challenging if it was a closed coffin. And just talking about that, I don't want a flash coffin. I don't want the silver handles and the mahogany. I'm looking for something that's more environmentally friendly.
Like a bit of cardboard.
Cardboard.
So why don't you just get cremated then?
Well, I'm going to get cremated, but...
Yeah, but you don't need a coffin if you're going to get cremated.
Yeah, but when you go and kind of get sorted out in front of the, you know, the people that turn up, you've got to turn up in something. You can't just roll up on a dead slab of stainless steel. I mean, everyone has a coffin. You might want to paint yours before you get in yours, you know. Do you think?
No. Not bothered.
Not a lot of frills with yours.
No, I think what I'm going to do is, for you, if you died tomorrow, I think I'd get Duncan Gardner to come in and just sort it all out, and it would be all fine.
Well, it would be, normal. I'm sure there'll be others that would be very keen to come out.
He could do the eulogy, absolutely perfectly. Anyway, you've got another song, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we have. I mean, because it is about the music as much as anything else. Now, the other thing that I've found with with technology, a number of funerals and kind of the things that have changed over the years, is bringing photographs or video into the, you know, kind of the event. So it's important that you've got enough time, and I do, as you know, take quite a few photos. I've got a lot, and I suspect when we, you know, if we did attend Rubens, it would be just a photographic parade, because he's producing our show tonight. So thank you, Ruben. There'll be some great shots. I don't have that many great shots, but I think it's important for people to look back to see where they've come from, and share some of those memories with hopefully the people that turn up. So I've chosen Albo, A Day Like This, and for a number of people that are listening, and if they know me, they'll know why the song's so special.
Drinking in the morning sun.
priest. If you think I wink, I did. Laugh politely at repeats. Yeah, kiss me when my lips are thin. Cause holy God.
Show, Simon, this is something you learn when you listen to Friends to the Ends. I always slip in an extra track, and one song that just brings a lot of emotion as well is the next track we're just going to play a little bit of, and it's Green Day's Good Riddance, but the title, as he sings it, is Time of Your Life, which I trust will bring a few more tears to the audience.
Not mine though, mate.
Yeah, I know you don't like them, but
another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test known as why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Oh my goodness, that just still sends tingles down my spine. And one of the main reasons that I love that song and why I wanted to share it was I had the good fortune, and I know, Simon, they're not your favourite band, but I was lucky enough to take my son James to see Green Day, and they close the song out every show. And we're right in the mosh pit, and I think we're surrounded actually by a lot of father and sons sharing this moment, sharing the song. And I just want this one to be, you know, shout out to James to recognise that time and the time that we had enjoying music together. And like I say, it brings a wee tear to the eye. Anyway, Let's move on, or else I'll start blubbering. We don't need that on this show because we need to have a bit of humour. That aside, your next track, tell us a bit about that.
This is the last track on Suede's first album. People that understand and listen to Radio 13 will understand that I often play Suede on, well, I say often, I play them every fucking
every
show that I'm on, and I will champion them to the death. But this is the last song on their first album, and it's called The Next Life, and it is, again, as I said at the beginning of the show, it's one of those things that I still come to grips with, being a agnostic atheist. Find it difficult to come to terms with the fact that I think every day, I think if I die today, I'd be really pissed off, and I see myself kind of floating away from the earth and going, "Ooh, really pissed off that I can't see my children growing up." But that, I think that's kind of a cultural thing. But this is one of the most beautiful songs ever, and hopefully someone will play it live on the piano and sing as beautifully as it is sung on this recording. It is
that's a big word.
I can't. I'm too choked up.
I know. It sounds like it's got emotive value. So, and it's called
The Next Life.
The Next Life. Moment in the sun, that is a great way to go out, Simon, and crikey, you've given me a new lease of dare I say, life around Suede and how emotive that track is, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you could tell the bit that I walked into the... well, no, I didn't walk in. I went into the furnace of cremation, couldn't you?
Is that because you kind of haven't died and a little bit of screaming going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good look.
It was going to be We Are the Pigs and ho-ho, we'll watch them burn, but I just think that song is wonderful.
So just thinking about this, I mean, crikey, lots of tissues going on there, but more importantly, what are you thinking about servicing of kind of food for the after-match function? You got any ideas?
After-match function? God, you're a New Zealander, aren't you? I think I'm going to go for vol-au-vents, mushroom vol-au-vents.
Really?
And that's all.
That's it.
Maybe some coronation chicken. Do you know what that is?
No, don't tell
that
us.
That is kind of curried chicken, slightly curried. I mean, rubbish curried chicken. served in a bed of salad and...
this doesn't sound appealing.
Pints of bitter.
Yeah. Warm beer, like you enjoy.
I'm just thinking about the only funeral I've ever been to, which was about in the 80s, and that's what they had. And I had to wear a tie and a small suit. And that's what they had to eat, but I enjoyed the mushroom vol-au-vents, so that's what I'll have at my funeral.
Interesting. Well, mine's sausage rolls, to be honest. I mean, you can't go past those puppies. And a good club sandwich, to be honest.
Sandwich?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That is a staple of any kind of farewell that I've attended. Good quality, fresh white bread, and lots of goodness in there with the sausage rolls.
If someone from a slightly more kind of sophisticated religion was looking at this, they would think, what the fuck are these people doing? They're having sausage vol-au-vents and rolls made of lard. to celebrate someone's death. What is the point?
Well, that's what this topic's all about tonight. And it is about the music as well and why we've chosen some songs.
I'm not sure it is anymore. I think it's about the sausage vol-au-vents now.
Well, I've never heard of those, and I don't think we'll be serving those at mine. But mushroom ones, I think a lot of people don't like mushroom. I think it's a bit selfish.
Well, in that case, I'd serve prawn vol-au-vents.
Well, yeah, and then everyone gets kind of gout or food poisoning. Probably.
No, if they take the right just pills, frozen. Maybe they ones. Don't.
All right, let's look at another track. And the next song that I'm thinking that I'd love to be played is by one of my favorite all time bands. I did see them live this year. James, they're from your home country. Mm. Been around for a long time.
Yeah, that was a great live show, wasn't it?
It was an amazing show, and another local band, Table Fox, played before that, and it was a really great gig. I got to meet the band, ask some questions, and this
oh, did
was,
you? Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well I'm not like one of our DJs that continues to go on about golf with Alice Cooper, but that is. Side, I did meet.
Did you say, oh, Tim Booth, I'd loved you to play at my funeral? Yeah, well, I really would.
What I did ask Tim Booth, and they don't play the song live anymore, but I want to play it tonight, and it's called Of Monsters, Heroes and Men, and it is just a range of emotions that he's kind of picked up through his youth and kind of combined this into a potpourri, dare I say, of themes and topics. So,
potpourri.
Do you like that? Mm. To me, it reminds me of my father, who passed away a few years ago, and it has some wonderful emotion to me, and I wanted to share that with my listeners tonight. So here they are, James of Monsters, Heroes and Men.
fishheads feeding the litters. Feral kids fight over rats' tail from gutters. Bookie mouth brokers, rotten fruit sellers. Pickpockets goes through the crowd. He climbs onto boxes by market store traders. Toothless and grey hair, thousand yard stare. He had a vision which broke the receiver. Receiving transmission, surface to air. Either way, I'm in awe of you. Either way, we survive. Conjuring devils, angels and demons. Only the children see shape to his tone. Laughing and crying, his song fell upon us. We buried his treasure along with his bones. Arms held aloft, a wide sky. Innocent witness, testify, drained of his purpose, he falls off the quayside, absorbed by the ocean, rolled by the tide. Either way, I'm in awe of you. Either way, we survive. Either way, I'm in awe of you. Either way, we'll survive. We'll survive.
What a great, I mean, seriously, it's one of my most emotive tracks. There are songs, and this is what it's all about, and that's why we're DJs for Radio 13. It's all about the music and why we love music so much. And I guess if there's a way to showcase where we've come from, what we've been involved with, and our little contribution to the music scene, certainly for me, James is one of those bands. Just before we slip into the next track, Flowers or Donation? Simon, what are you up for?
Donation, please.
Yep.
Donation to some sort of wildlife tree fund.
Excellent, something around the environment. I'm really intrigued by this next track, so help me with this. Why did you choose, and I love Marilyn Manson, but tell me why you chose the song.
Just to piss everyone off that was there. Just because, especially if I die before they do, I'm going to be really, really pissed off. So I just thought it'd be really good to just let them know.
Why the two-finger flag?
Yeah, they bothered to come, which is great, but They're not gonna be able to let this one die. Flowers or not, donation or not. Yeah, so that was just everyone at my funeral will be crying and thinking that I'm gone, but I haven't gone. I'm there inside them.
Exactly. And
their mushroom vol-au-vents will never taste the same
again. I was going to say they haven't turned up for the food anyway. That's one thing. If you're going to serve that, they haven't come just for the after-match function. It's all about you, Simon.
Well, as I said before, this whole thing about it's all about us, and I've got a very uncomfortable about it, to be honest.
Well, I think it's, look, I don't know why I think about it a bit, but it's something I've always talked to my friends about, ensuring that, well, hopefully someone might turn up would be a good start.
But you won't know. You won't be there.
No, you won't know. But the other thing is, well, would you think about having a funeral your funeral kind of farewell before you pass on? I kind of like that idea, being there to say goodbye to your friends before you actually have died. I think it's a good chance. So anyway, just leave it like that.
Well, you don't know. You can't have a heart attack before you know you're going to have a heart attack, can you? If you've got cancer, then you could maybe do something. But if I got cancer, I think I'd probably just sneak off and run off a cliff. I'd go to China and find this man's gallery. It's a weird gallery that apparently is going to exist in 2020.
Well, I look forward to perhaps visiting that as well.
Yeah,
so
I'd defecate all over the pictures.
So as we're winding out the show, it's really important. You need a closing track, right? It's just like any good gig.
Yes.
So I've chosen this song. It's by the Pogues. It's one that just kills me, actually. And, well, actually, I'm dead, so I can't be killed. But this one is the Pogues, Love You to the End. And if this doesn't bring the house down, nothing will. Simon, just a little bit of wishful thinking on my part, but you always hope that my thing is I always hope that I've left something when I leave, and music might be it might be this podcast, actually, or this our radio show that we're doing tonight. And for those that have hung around me for a long time, good friends that have come and gone, this will be a song that I hope that is a nice way to close off my little funeral. Which leads us to probably a few thank yous for you coming out tonight, because I know that you haven't been... You're not a hundy. You're not your most vibrant self.
No, I'm not my most vibrant self. I've been bedbound for 2 days, including my birthday. You know, this is what happens, though, when you...
So you're 43 now.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, you don't look that old.
Oh, thank you.
In this light. And so thinking about your final farewell song, before we close with that, because I'm really, really intrigued why you chose this particular song of one of the greatest artists of all time. Thank you for turning up.
Oh, you're welcome.
And seriously, a big thank you to Ruben, our mentor for Radio 13, our conductor of music and life around what we've been doing.
Yep.
And coming out tonight and enjoying kind of our farewell songs.
And definitely
forever.
In his best outfit.
Yeah.
And hopefully
he's got a sloppy Joe's on tonight, which is not a very good look, I'm just saying.
Hopefully we won't have to no one that we know will have to kind of listen to this podcast again for about 50 years.
Well, that's a good thing about radio, because we don't have radio. We do have radio faces.
Yeah.
We got great voices, though, as well.
Nice one.
Okay, so
this was because, same thing with the Flaming Lips, I think it's important to celebrate life as it happens and celebrate the fact that we are all here and we're all learning at the same time. And I think there's no other song that does this better. It doesn't matter who you are, and it doesn't matter what you are, but we are absolute beginners, and we are learners, and we strive to succeed, and we do succeed, and then we die.
Right.
Hurrah.
Hurrah. David Bowie.
I'm an absolute beginner.